Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
On Deck Business Loans for up to $250,000. Apply in just minutes. Go to ondeck.com.au today.
Dwayne's World with Dwayne Russell.
Oh, it's great to have your company for Dwayne's World. We're live at the Crown Audio Hub. Kick off the season at Crown Game On. Always great to have young guns on the program. And one is on the program right now, Ollie Dempsey. From the Cats, the Rising Star nominee for the round. Ollie, welcome to the program. Great to have you on.
G'day, Dwayne. Thanks for having me.
It's been great to have your nomination. I did your first ever game against North Melbourne down in Hobart all those years ago. So you've had a little bit of a wait to get back into the mainstream since then, but it's good to see your progress.
Yeah, thank you. I do remember that game, actually, you calling that one, my first game. It feels like a long time ago now, but yeah, definitely. Good to be back in the ones and sort of playing good footy, hopefully.
You had a ripper game that game, and it's sort of, I'm trying to work out, what you've had a couple of niggles, little issues in the meantime?
I don't know, I guess I played with more freedom that game, and then, I don't know, I was probably a bit raw at that stage, but just happened to have a good game that day, and then I've just been continuing to working, and it's a tough team to crack into, but I think now I've managed to do that, and hopefully I can stay inside.
And the little cheer squad you had that day, the bare-chested cheer squad, whatever happened to them?
No, they're still all my best mates, and they were there on the weekend. They didn't have their tops off, though, but they'll continue to be at more games and stuff, but I wonder if they do that again. I don't know.
Be nice to see them a little bare-chested. Once you get this momentum going, it's just maybe even with all the letters of Dempsey written across their chests, like we see, have you any chance of getting that organised?
Yeah, I'll have to talk to them. I'll let them know that you said that, and they'll probably love it. So I'll let them know.
Yeah, round seven. I think I've got your game against North Melbourne down at the Cattery. I think round seven. So if you can get them organised for that, I might even get out there with the P on D, because there is a P in your surname. So we'll see if I can get in the middle of them just for a photo.
Yeah, definitely. I'll tell them that. That'd be very funny. I'll have to tell them.
There's a thing that's going to put people off their lunch. Me, bare-chested with a big P written across my chest like Prince Planet. You are the Cats' first Rising Star nominee for quite a while. It's been there's a lot of young guns down there, but there hasn't been a lot of nominations being given.
Yeah, I think, it's a bit of an honour to be the first one for a while. I think Sam was the last one who I actually lived with, which is funny. Yeah, I don't know. We've got a few young guns down there now, which is really exciting for the future. I'm sure Jai Clark will be one who gets nominated very soon as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And so you played a bit of basketball and volleyball as a kid. Were you always with your eyes on footy, or were there other sports that were luring you as well?
No, it was just basketball and a bit of volleyball for fun at school, and mainly basketball I focused on. From probably when I was 14, I quit footy and then just focused on that, and then came back for a bit of fun in my year 12 year, and then, yeah, here I am, I guess.
So quit footy for a year? You didn't play at all?
No, I quit for 3 or 4 years, actually. I didn't play any footy from when I was 14 years old, and I just came back at APS level for Carey for a bit of fun in my year 12 year, and happened to play some good games and got blessed enough to get picked up by the Cats, and then, yeah.
So you channeled all your energy into basketball, hoping that was going to be your avenue?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I put a lot into that, and played at a pretty high level when I was younger, and then I sort of gave it up when I was just 17, 18 actually. And then, yeah, went back to footy.
Any scholarship offers to go overseas?
No, I didn't go. I didn't keep it up long enough for that. I think I would have. I wanted to go down that path when I was younger, and then when I was getting a bit older, I was probably a bit too small. Actually, I was very small up until year 12, and then I grew when I quit actually basketball. So I didn't really get to see where that went, but I'm glad I did.
And what was it like at Geelong with 40,000 there?
Oh, it was so sick. It was unreal experience. Like, one of the best experiences I've had, and especially when Paddy kicked that last goal, was as loud as it's ever been, and it was so cool, and it'd be cool to have it for the rest of the year as well and in the future.
And the upside of your team is a lot of people wondering whether the Cats are going to be any good this year. You've seen all the other guys that are about your age up close and personal. Shannon Neal, I could go through seven or eight of them. Is there a new wave of player coming through?
Yeah, I definitely reckon there is, which is so exciting. Obviously, Max Holmes and Ollie Henry and Tanner Bruin, obviously the ones who stand out, and Sam Bacconing, and if I could keep naming them, and Jai Clark and Shannon Neal as well, which is really exciting. And we all see it internally. We definitely see it, that there's a new wave coming through, and we even this year, like, we're not waiting, and like, we want to win this year, and we think we can do that. So it's exciting time down at the Cattery.
No, it's good news to hear it. Toby Conway, we could rattle off probably eight or nine different names that we're probably going to see during the year.
Yeah, there's heaps. And Toby, will be good to see him hopefully sooner rather than later. He'll definitely crack in. He's a gun, and he's going to be such a good player for us for years to come. And can't wait to see him to get his opportunity. And Mitch Nevitt's another one. And there's heaps down there at the Cattery, which is exciting.
Good news. Great to have you, Ollie. Congratulations again on your nomination, and can't wait to see you in action again soon.
Appreciate it. Thanks so much, Dwayne. See you soon.